Morning Report asked the COVID-19 Response Minister, Chris Hipkins, to discuss this topic on the programme today. He was unavailable. But on the back of the two cases in Christchurch, a public health expert is accusing the government of running away from the need for tighter internal border controls. Professor Nick Wilson is that public health expert from Otago University. He's with us now. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
So what is the situation with these internal border arrangements? How is it possible for something like this case to have happened?
Well, I think the current arrangements for the internal border around Auckland and also the Waikato are just far too loose. The only requirement is to have a PCR negative test within the 7 days prior to travel. And a lot of us have been actually saying that this is way too lax, and that there should be a requirement for people to be fully vaccinated and even to have a rapid antigen test at the border crossing point.
Certainly,
so
seven.
Avoid outbreaks in the rest of the country and give us more time to reach higher vaccination levels. It's really quite obvious.
7 days is a pretty big window for that test, considering to come in from abroad, you need a test in the last 72 hours.
Absolutely. The government seems to have bent over to please the trucking industry and not really thought about the big issues of protecting the community. I mean, we're seeing problems with this border every few days. And fortunately, some of the problems have been dealt with. You know, the cases in Wellington, Palmerston North and Blenheim, elimination has been re-achieved. But we may fail with this current Christchurch situation.
Now, in this situation, it was Air New Zealand that was involved, certainly in part, in terms of one of these two cases flew down from Auckland to Christchurch. From a health and safety perspective, whether it's on an airline or whether it's a truck or simply someone who's in a car because they have to move around the country, what do you need to see brought in and in a pretty short order?
Well, the full vaccination requirement would make a lot of sense. And I think in New Zealand is actually looking at this, and so is the government. But it really should have happened weeks ago at the start of the Auckland outbreak, when we saw that the outbreak was largely focused in just one place. So I think this is another example where the government is just moving way too slowly on a pretty obvious measure.
When should it be brought in? Because clearly not everybody is vaccinated. Would it be reasonable to give 3 or 4 weeks notice, for example, now? Or would you be in favour of just saying, no, you've got to be vaccinated from the beginning of next week onwards?
Absolutely. I mean, people in the trucking industry have had months to get vaccinated, and this would really focus people's minds. And we really do want to avoid this type of Christchurch situation happening in the coming months, because we really want the rest of the country to catch up with vaccination levels.
Appreciate your time. Thank you. Nick Wilson of Otago University, a public health expert.